Do you have trouble sleeping? Then Sleepscape could be your answer. A world first sleep aid podcast recorded live in some of Australia's most iconic places. Tonight,
I invite you to sleep under the stars.
It's like you're actually there. Choose from over 10 locations. Subscribe now at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Sleepscape. Choose where you sleep tonight.
This is For Kids by Kids. This is a story podcast made by kids for kids.
This story is written by Jenna, age 12, from Brisbane. It's called The Cat with the Stinkiest Breath. Hi, my name is Tommy, and I've got the stinkiest breath.
Yuck!
Now, you may be wondering, it's probably not that stinky. That's what I thought until everyone stopped speaking to me. I've tried absolutely everything. Fresh breath spray, check. Chewing gum, check. Mints, check. But that only worked for a second. I can't go to the doctor because my breath is so stinky, he wouldn't even be able to handle it. So yeah, that's my life. The good part about having the world's stinkiest breath is I don't have to go to school anymore.
Hooray!
And I don't have to talk to anyone. Although, sometimes, it does get lonely. Anyway, enough of the introduction. Let's get back to the story. It was a hot summer's day, and I decided to take myself for a walk. Oh, and I forgot to mention, because my breath is so bad, I have to wear 3 masks, 4 car diffusers, and 6 muzzles. Anyway, I was walking to my favourite shop, the seafood restaurant. As I turned the corner, I spotted another cat. She was wearing the exact same muzzle and was just coming out of the seafood store. I couldn't believe it. I had never seen anyone with the same condition. I yelped, calling her over, telling her that I was the same. Soon enough, we both went back to my house and had a seafood buffet. I was happy. She was happy. It was the best day in my entire life. And the best thing was, her breath wasn't even that stinky.
If you want to submit a story, head online to 4kidsbykids.com.au. See you next time.
A Podshape production.